Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Char Barrett is joining us here today. I'm so thrilled to be talking with her about a sacred moment. I want to send you to the website, or at least have you write the website down, because, you know, we're not going to be able to cover everything, today in the show. And so there's so much information here. Not only that, you'll be able to see lots about the details that she does, workshops, webinars, her services, and also being a certified green burial organization, and so council rather. You can go to asacredmoment.com, asacredmoment.com. That's the website. Lots of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful information. They have a brochure you can download, and you can get a real sense of what we're talking about. Char, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Now, you know, let's put this in context. Mm-hmm. Let's put this into context. Let's talk about, you know, what something would look like from a family's point of view of fun and creativity. Mm-hmm. I've seen some of the videos you've mm-hmm. done mm-hmm. where there is artwork, family gets involved. I mean, you know, this is quite a loving event for people, and, you know, very different than what we traditionally see. Mm-hmm. Could you share a couple of examples with us of people
sure.
you've worked with?
Sure. Several families that I've worked with have, for example, you know, just in terms of creativity and engagement, have built the loved one's casket. They have, you know, maybe just gone down to Home Depot, or maybe they've gone to some place to get some fine woodwork and really create some kind of a beautiful piece of art. Mm-hmm. And I've also seen families that have been very creative. One family, the gentleman was from Hawaii, and he was a surfer. And his brother said, you know what, I want to make my brother's casket one that reflected his life.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was pretty incredible. And so the top of his casket was literally the shape of the lid of the casket was the shape of a surfboard.
Wow.
And it had his personal logo on it. And then on the inside, which would be, of course, the open portion during the vigil, the family painted a beautiful Hawaiian scene on the lid of this casket. And it was just a beautiful reflection of who this man was and how he lived his life. He raised all five of his children on the island of Hawaii. So it was a perfect reflection of this man. There have been families that have chosen cremation, and even in that case, actually, that family, it was cremation that they chose. They cremated the casket after. But also families will choose something as simple as just a fiberboard, heavy-duty cardboard box. And some families will literally paint the entire box first and then decorate. Sometimes it'll be elaborate painting. Sometimes the children will take their handprints and outline their fingers mm-hmm. around, you know, sort of cradling their loved one,
right.
in, you know, with their handprints.
Right.
Just all sorts of different kinds of poems and messages of love written. Sometimes families will decoupage poems and things like that onto caskets, just as another creative way to personalize their love for the person that died.
You know, this is part of bringing a family together to mm-hmm. create things together. How was it that, you know, these folks, you know, let's talk about the Hawaii family.
Yeah.
You know, how was it that they approached you about this? I mean, did you meet with the entire family? Was there someone that, you know, just stepped out and, you know, how does that work?
You know, a lot of times your point to someone just stepped out. A lot of times it's an advocate within the family.
Right.
It's usually one person that that either maybe has heard about this in the past or has a particular spiritual tradition that may be where they want to honor that loved one for a 72-hour period, a three-day period. That's not uncommon. In that family situation, that was the case. And they actually had, through the network of home funeral educators and home funeral guides, located me and brought me in. I do a lot of educating at hospices.
Right.
And so a lot of times hospice folks will often call me in to help support a family, to, you know, give them these different ideas of how they might want to go about, you know, setting up some type of a ritual for that loved one's vigil and then also for the actual departing itself. Because what I find is that, especially if it's a three-day vigil, there's that moment of the loved one's passing. That becomes, obviously, a lot of energy and activity, but it doesn't have to be this frenetic energy. It can be a very calming, a very centering, a very spiritually rich moment for families if they choose to be able to be present with it. And that's a challenge a lot of times for families.
Right. But the work that you do is kind of upfront with families. So you actually do the work to educate, inform, and honor the process they're going through. I mean, we don't really have much honoring of the family through the process, okay?
No.
You know, we're not talking about, you know, hospice, I think, is great for what they do. My gosh, what would we do without them? But we don't have an advocate that says, let's honor the family's process.
Right.
Whatever that is. And so that's what I love about you. I mean, it is not just about when something happens. It's kind of like, how can we all come together from an unconditionally loving place and be in the moment of these last days with someone that we truly love?
Right. Well, and one of the things that in my the training that I provide, I call it the journey of a home funeral vigil. Because it really is a journey. I mean, it starts from before that loved one passes, through their transition, through those days of vigil, to the departure. And sometimes the departure from the home after that three-day vigil is the most significant of all. Because, of course, this is when we are saying our last goodbyes. And so how do you honor that departure? And I've seen families honor it with a bagpiper. I've seen them bring a threshold choir in that is just a beautiful a cappella choir of maybe three or four voices, not a lot of voices, but then maybe the path that you carry the loved one's casket out of the house is strewn with rose petals to just create this sacredness of what we are doing, that there's an intentionality to the way in which we are saying our goodbye. And it can just be a beautiful reflection for families, depending on who the person was. I've had families that are musicians bring out instruments, you know, guitars and flutes and all different kinds of musical instruments, or sometimes it's just voice. It's just singing a cappella that often will happen. I had a family when I was helping them bathe their mother, literally just, you know, it was quite a Christian family that had a real foundation in hymns. And so we just started singing hymns, just a cappella as we were bathing her body. It was just beautiful.
You know, since you and I have talked, or since we met back at the Northwest Women's Show, I mean, we met before that, but, you know, I actually got to experience what you do there. And I was talking to, you know, I was talking to my, you know, my friend, my best friend. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot about me. I mean, and, you know, it's not in a way that I've ever thought about it before. Because what happens when I speak with you about it, the ritual itself is so uplifting that I thought about what kind of ritual would I want?
Right.
What would I want? And I have to tell you, I've really been baffled about that. You know, I've really... You know, I've really had moments where, what would I want? And I came up with one thing. I came up with something very, you know, very interesting about me.
I'd love to hear.
Well, let me just tell you a little bit about this. I've never thought about this. As a matter of fact, it's a conversation that I don't ever think about thinking about. It's never been safe or fun in my life to think about it, because I shared with you during the break that every powerful woman figure in my life, starting with my mother, my stepmother, my sister, and my mentor, died very unexpectedly. I mean, I walked around for a lot of years thinking that I really should not have any women friends because, because that was like, and then I got rid of that, of course. But there, it starts to be like you look back and you say, whoa, wait a minute, what is this? Mm-hmm. And it's not like they just faded away. You know, it's like my mother died very unexpectedly when I was 7. Then my stepmom died very unexpectedly from a massive heart attack. Then my sister died very unexpectedly from a ridiculous event in the hospital. And then my mentor, Sidonia Cahill, died very unexpectedly on a trip that I was supposed to be on in Morocco where the Jeep turned over. And so I got to experience those events. And I reflected back. When we come back from break, I'll tell you what I was struck by in my own journey of what I thought would be important for me and how I so don't want to go through the traditional, right, whatever we want to call them. And I'm really clear about that. When we come back, we'll be sharing some of the myths. I'll share with you the epiphany that I had about my own transition. And if you have any questions, just give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and Char Barrett.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Unlock your divine power and become the true master of your life with visionary clairvoyant Carrie O'Connor every Monday at 10 a.m. on The Dr. Pat Show. Using her extraordinary connection with spirit, Carrie can energetically view your true inner blueprint and guide you to your soul's highest purpose. Explore your personal connection to your authentic self and let your spirit soar as it was truly meant to. That's the Carrie O'Connor Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern on the Dr. Pat Show.
Do you suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit StressDetective.net.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I am so thrilled to be talking with, my friend Char Barrett about a sacred moment. I want to make sure everybody out there has got information. The website is www.asacredmoment.com. www.asacredmoment.com. I wanted to share with you, and as I said before the break, I sort of had an epiphany around this. And I really struggled with, how would I want to be celebrated? Two things came up. I would want to be celebrated in the way my friends saw me. So there's always that opportunity to allow people express themselves in terms of what they, without sort of saying. But what I realized about myself is it's got to be colorful. And I was working with my coach who, believe it or not, we don't have a Dr. Pat Basile website and we're putting one up. Okay. And she said, every decision you make, and regardless, anything, you've got to have three criteria for it. Mm-hmm. And she said, it's real simple. It's got to be bold. So when you make a decision, it's got to be a bold move.
Right.
It's the outcome has got to be vibrant. Uh-huh. And it's got to be provocative. Mm-hmm. And so that's what this represents to me.
Fascinating. Bold, vibrant, and provocative.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
So how do you help others come to find out what's going to be right for them?
Oh, boy. That's a really good question. It's an organic process with every family that I work with. Many times families come to me with very clear ideas of what they want. And,
wow, really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And we'll say, how can we do this? How can we make this happen? So it's really more about them bringing ideas forward and then having me say, yes, it's possible. And this is what I find so often happens for families is that they don't know their rights. They don't know they have the ability, for example, to transport their own loved one. I worked with a family that it wasn't a home funeral vigil because I provide conventional funeral services for families as well. But what they did, what was meaningful to them was being able to drive mama home. That's what mattered to them.
Wow.
And it was a very, what I would consider a very conventional funeral. I mean, she had a, a metal casket and she was embalmed and she was dressed. I mean, she was going to be buried at a cemetery. Very conventional.
Mm.
But they wanted to take mama back to Eastern Washington. It was very important to them. And what a lot of people don't realize is you can transport your own loved one in your own vehicle as long as you have the proper permit.
Mm.
And that was all that was needed for this family to be able to do what was so meaningful for her oldest son, to be able to drive his mother's body in that casket back to Eastern Washington to be buried.
Mm.
It's that sometimes it's that simple. And yet for a family that doesn't understand the laws, they don't understand what their rights are, they may not realize that that's an option that's available to them.
I think all of us are under the impression that, there are very strict laws around this. I know that I was
mm-hmm.
before I met you.
Mm-hmm.
Even to the point where when you're in a hospital and it's a hospital transition, it's almost like they wish you out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like you have a whole lot of time. They are, they do take some time, but there is this idea that you don't have the right to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know if it has more to do with, other things, but, clearly, and I've been talking to a couple of people about this, Char, and about what you do, and about what you do at a sacred moment. So I've had all sorts of very interesting suggestions. Somebody asked me if I was going to have an Elvis Presley impersonator at my event because I love Elvis. And I loved Elvis from when I was, just young. And why can't it be fun?
Absolutely. I mean, and this is the thing. People don't, every death is unique and it's individual. And for some families, the passing, the transition of that loved one is a very traumatic experience. Maybe it's a young person. Maybe it's a parent with young children. It's a person who, as we would say, is gone way too soon. You know, they're too young. And certainly that kind of passing is going to have a very different feeling to it than maybe a passing of someone who is older, has had a rich, long life, and is wanting to celebrate that I have had a beautifully long, rich life. Mm-hmm. And I want you to celebrate. I want you to be happy for the journey I have had with you. And so there's all sorts of ways. Families, a family recently had a beautiful memorial service for their loved one. And I am not kidding when I say that room was packed,
yeah.
Literally wall to wall with people in Hawaiian dress.
Yeah.
And it was beautiful. It was completely filled with bright colored flowers. People were just, you know, the love in that room for the man who had died was just phenomenal, because his wish was, I want people coming to my funeral in absolute Hawaiian casual dress.
I so relate to this, because when my sister made her transition, my sister was unbelievably popular. She had worked for the school district in Yonkers. And mm-hmm. along the years, I mean, she was the dispatcher for the whole school busing system in Yonkers, wow. in New York. And I was stunned. I mean, I knew my sister was loving, mm-hmm. And I knew that about her. I had no idea that when they did the traditional, what do you call it, wake or whatever that is?
Conventional funeral, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It would have been so much better to do what you and I are talking about, mm-hmm. because there were lines of people around the block to get in to celebrate and see her. Mm-hmm. And yet it felt almost like we were not representing the life, the bigness of her life.
Right.
That's what I think you represent. Mm-hmm. I mean, this, we are built right now into a one size fits all pretty much. I mean, we have some deviations, but, you know, this is almost a one size fits all, you know, society around transition and funerals and death. Mm-hmm. And what you really offer is for families and friends to create something which is truly honoring the journey of the person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm. There's one woman I can think of that was actually had a green burial that was had a profoundly beautiful ceremony for her passing. And it was filled with beautiful words from her family, but they also wanted to honor her love of nature, and her burial being that it was a green burial, so that her body was placed directly in touch with the earth. Her body was laid to rest with a beautiful cotton shroud. Mm. And when we had her graveside service, she wanted meditation bowls played.
Yeah,
at
that's
her
what
service.
I'm talking about.
It was incredible. It was a beautiful, beautiful sending off for her. And actually, those bowls had been played for her before she died, so she knew what those bowls were going to sound like afterwards. So it was a beautiful way to honor her.
I love what you're doing, Char. Would you please give out your information? I not only want to give out the website, but I think people are going to want a phone number so they can talk with you.
Sure, sure. So my website is www.asacredmoment.com. My email address is Char, C-H-A-R, at asacredmoment.com. My phone number is 206-370-0878. And as you said, my website has information about webinars and seminars and events where I'll be speaking and, providing classes and things like that, that people can certainly connect with me.
But just call Char and get your questions on the table. She is so amazing. Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. It's been an joy to be here. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Totally awesome. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.